Welcome to the B2B Sales and Marketing Hotline.
Dialing up the latest tactics and hottest trends, we're here to help you take your B2B game from stagnant to stellar.
I'm Emily.
And I'm Marianne. And together, we're ready to answer your burning B2B sales and marketing questions.
Each episode, we'll tackle a need-to-know topic in the ever-evolving world of B2B sales and marketing. We'll break it down with actual takeaways that you can implement right away.
And because you don't get results without real talk, we're wrapping up every show with a quick Q&A segment. So fire away with your burning questions.
Whether you're a seasoned sales leader or a marketing maestro just starting out, the B2B Sales and Marketing Hotline is your one-stop shop to take your B2B efforts to the next level. Okay, Marianne, this is exciting. Our very first
I know, our first episode. I'm so excited to be doing it. We've been talking about it. We've been planning for all the episodes we're going to create. And it's here.
Here we are. We're doing it. So today's episode is all about repurposing content, which we know a lot about. Lots of content comes in and out of Lead G2. So let's chat about repurposing and how our, you know, listeners can take their best content, the content that's performing the best for them, and not reinvent the wheel a million times.
So glad that we're talking about this so early on too. I think this is, it's become one of my favorite topics that is so under discussed with everyone in the B2B world. We, you know, content is king. We have to be creating more new content, but we don't have to recreate the wheel every time. What's the they also call it content recycling. The more casual term is content. Content recycling.
I love that. Wow. Yes. And I totally agree. And I love that you said, you know, content's king and we're all out here making so much content. And yet, you know, we like almost, I see it all the time. People put out blog after blog after blog and think about it and reinvent the wheel and find new things. And they're not ever looking back at what actually worked, what actually performed well, and then taking that, right? And then turning it into a video, making a quick ebook with it, you know, taking that and then making it an email series or whatever that might be, but actually using the content that they're working so hard on and yeah. Taking it and making it into more things. It just, the speed also helps too. It helps you get things out faster.
Oh yeah. And when you know they're performing well. But I feel like the other thing is that, you know, the process is to figure out who your target persona is and then how they consume content and then create content in that way. Kind of like with everything with your target persona, what social media platforms are they on? Let's be there, you know, figuring out who they are and then meeting them there. But the reality is, if you know the content you should be creating for your target persona, then you should be creating that content and putting it out there in all the different formats of ways that people consume content rather than trying to zoom in on, oh, well, I know my target persona likes ebooks. They're sophisticated business people who like to, you know, consume very detailed information. So I know they like ebooks, but even if they like ebooks, taking that ebook and making it into a blog post for that outlier target persona who could also is a prospect and could be a buyer for you, hooking them first with the blog post to bring them to the ebook is also really important. So, you know, we work hard on content and we need to then work hard on making sure that the content is placed everywhere.
Yeah.
It's not promoting it. It's about repurposing it to other types of content. So maybe we got ahead of ourselves in talking about that, but should we talk about like all the different ways you can repurpose content?
Yes. Yes. So I'm glad we're talking about this because HubSpot recently came out with the content remix. Mm. And so this is really cool. If you're listening and you don't know about it, you should really go look at it, but you can actually put in a blog post or a landing page or something, and it will actually like remix it for you. And it'll shoot out like, you know, 20 different blog topics or emails, and it'll actually like make it for you, which I think is really cool. But just that idea of like remixing content. I love the word, like using that word remix for content. It is what you're doing essentially.
I agree. HubSpot was, yeah, they know what they're doing. They're ahead of the time. So they know that people are creating a lot of good content and that it needs to be in every available format, webinars, yeah, blog posts, infographics. It's taking what you're adding, what you're an expert in, and delivering it in the best way that you can. Hello, us right now. How many blog posts have you written on repurposing content? I know. We're like, we talk about repurposing content on all of our platforms. I don't know if we have an ebook about it, but we definitely at Lead G2 have created content around that. And now we're bringing
it. We are making
a podcast. For anyone who's missed it, we have other content that you can consume about repurposing content, and we are bringing it to you.
We're over here remixing our own.
We're remixing our content.
I like that you asked though, how, like what people should do, how to go about it. And I think the number one way that I would recommend is go to your blog right now. Go to your blog, go to the most entrances, the blog that's bringing in the most people to your blog.
And to your then, website.
To yeah. your website, the most people bringing them in from searching, from social media, like look and see who's coming to that blog.
It's entrance. You're exactly right. So the column, mm-hmm. go to the column entrance. Yes. Keep going. This is good.
Yes. And then look at that blog critically and look at the subheaders of that blog. Look at the CTA you have at the bottom. Like look at the information within the blog, and then like almost think of it as a web, right? So like you have the blog up here, and then around it you have a bunch of other things like spokes on a wheel, and you are creating content that is adjacent to that information. So you don't have to, you know, think, you don't have to like reinvent the wheel. Here I am talking about the wheel again. You don't have to reinvent it, right? So like you already have this content, that paragraph already exists. Take that paragraph, expand on it, put it out in a new blog. That's easy. One way, boom.
Right. And it all kind of goes back to, I don't think it all has to be marketing. I think it can be sales enablement too. So doing exactly what you said, going to that blog, finding how many entrances you've had. I think that's a good, I mean, there's a lot of different metrics you could look at, but I really think that is a good one to start with. What blog post has brought the most people to your website? So looking at that entrance and then taking it and finding out, okay, what did you capture here? What's the information that's relevant? And then making it for sales enablement by saying, okay, what customer testimonials do we have around this? What customers have we succeeded in this for? Let's make a case study around this. It doesn't have to be like overly expansive. It can be a very specific thing to be able to grab a customer testimonial or entire full case study on what's doing really well is repurposing content. You're expanding upon it for sales enablement.
Yes. And going off of that, make that case study a written case study, make that case study a video case study, then make it a social graphic that you can share on social media. I mean, one idea, one thing could be 30 different pieces of content. I mean, endless amounts. Every single ebook you have. I mean, one thing that I know Lead G2 makes a habit of is every single time we do a case study for any of our clients, we then write a blog post on the case study. We write a PDF, you know, downloadable version of that case study. We do a quick video for the case. We use and reuse the content because also people like to consume media differently, right? Like you could put out an ebook and you worked forever on that ebook. That ebook, it took so much of your time.
Hello, our latest one. If you haven't seen our Lead G2's ROI ebook, y'all go check it out. It is amazing. And it took a very long time.
And if you out there don't like downloading ebooks, you're never going to read it. You're never going to know that information. We worked all this time for naught. And so I think it's important to remember that people like to consume information differently. And so having an ebook that you worked really hard on, and then having that same information in a video, and then that same information in a quick graphic, and you're capturing more.
Right. So I think what's funny too, is that, so I'm just thinking about Lead G2 clients. We have some clients who've been client for I mean, I know a client we've had for 6 years and we've been creating content for them consistently. And the approach is very different for someone who has a lot of content for the content creation, because you really are going in with a repurposing mindset. But I don't think that's necessary. I think for someone who has no content at all, repurposing content is still very important to start on right away. I think people think they have to cover all the ground and create, again, goes back to content is king, create everything that you need for this niche category and industry, for your brand as a whole and brand awareness, for all these different kind of dive-ins, each problem that your prospect is having or thinking or wondering about you. But you can be repurposing content from the very beginning. You don't have to have 12 ebooks to then start repurposing content.
100%. And I also think it helps you hit the ground running faster if you're, you know, already thinking at the very beginning, how can I spend time on this one piece of content and then make this one piece of content into lots of other things for myself? I mean, that's speed right there. That's, you know, maximizing your time, working smarter, not harder. Like you're going from, you're making one piece of content and you're making it work harder for you.
So if you have a lot of content, start with analytics. What's performing well? How should I repurpose it? If you don't have a lot of content, create a piece of content and then multiply it by every type of format you can.
Yes.
One sheets, ebooks, videos, YouTube snippets, graphics. You could even make it sales enablement testimonials and thought leadership from a salesperson. So there are two different routes you can go with that.
I love that distinction. Yes. So if you have this big library of resources, if you're listening right now and you have a library of resources already and you feel overwhelmed with the amount of content you have, start going into those analytics, start looking at the ones that are performing the best for you and then repurposing that, right? Like look at what's working and do more of that. If you are brand new, the same applies. You don't have to work harder. You can take that one piece of content and you can make that five pieces of content that you can do at the same time. So I love that distinction. I think that's very smart and good takeaways here.
Great. Well, should we do the questions? I know. So we are wanting, have people submit questions. We know you guys are thinking about these things too. We've created some good topics to talk on and we do want to answer questions, but obviously this is our first episode. So the only person who submitted questions is the only person who knows anything about the topic or what we're talking about. And that is our wonderful producer, Britt.
Brent's the best. He has some questions.
I bet Brent really wants to know the answers too. Like he is also a marketer and amazing producer. And so we're going to answer his questions.
But if you don't want to hear Brent's questions on the next episode, you can submit. You can email us, you know, LinkedIn. All of our contact information will be in the notes after this. So don't be shy. And if you don't submit anything, we'll just keep asking Brent to throw out questions.
To ask us what he wants to know. Okay, so here is one of Brent's questions today. So Brent's first question he submitted was, do you have any practical tips for creating personalized content? Ooh, good question. I don't feel like we've talked much about personalization of content and for repurposing. That does make a difference.
Yes. I think, so if we're tying this in to repurposing, I think that a tip would be, like we were talking about, like going into analytics, looking what's working. I also think looking at those keywords too. So when you're looking at stuff that's working, looking at who's coming to your website, look at what they're searching, right? Like look at actually the information that they're looking for and then create content that speaks to that as well. Those like kind of,
I love that.
Like the keywords that are bringing them to your website are the questions they're asking, right? Those like long tail keywords, like those are the questions that they're actually asking. So I think that would be like my first very practical tip. Look at those keywords and then create content that directly talks about those things.
Okay. And then I love that. I would add to that, to not stop looking at analytic, you know, we kind of made those two divisions of how you can look at repurposed content, but I would say, be sure to look at the analytics of your repurposed content. Mm-hmm. What if you create an ebook and then you divide it up into tons of different pieces of content? Don't end there and move on to the next thing. Continue to analyze, relook at things, which piece of content, what type of content is performing best? Are people going after the original ebook, or are people consuming more the video that you posted that's 20 minutes long? So looking at analytics of repurposed content and continuing your process there to refine the recycled content.
Yes. Love that. Great advice. Yes.
Okay.
Tips. There you go.
There you go. Two tips. Okay. Next question. Beyond the core functionalities of HubSpot, are there any underutilized features within HubSpot that businesses can leverage for greater sales and marketing success?
Oh boy, I love this question.
A different podcast episode for this? This feels loaded. Like, I think we could talk for a while on this.
I agree 100%. I think a core functionality. Okay, so earlier.
The content remix, yes, number one. That is underutilized. Not everyone has the right subscription to be able to access it. So if you're very confused by that, you do need to give that a Google to make sure it aligns with your portal, but totally underutilized. We'll keep going. Keep going.
Yes. And I was also going to say sequences. I think that sequences in both, I mean, honestly, in marketing and in sales, having sequences automatically send emails on your behalf is life-changing. I think that every piece of content mm-hmm. that you put on your website, after the action is taken, so after someone downloads or signs up or whatever the action is, there should be a marketing workflow that's automatically deployed on behalf of your company to them that nurtures them. But then there should also be a sales sequence. And I think that one-to-one email touch point that's coming directly from sales that deploys on action True. Is so important.
I totally agree with that. And I would add to it, I feel like this one should be from you, Emily, because you are truly the master at this, but I think custom reporting. So you are truly the master. If you need a custom report, Emily, but it's totally underutilized. I have clients all the time. And Lead G2 has people who go into HubSpot and kind of makeshift things. Like, I'm looking for this. I have this report. I can sort of find out what I'm looking for from it. But the reality is HubSpot custom reporting is expansive. You can create whatever specifically you want to know. You can create a custom report for it. And if you can't, Lead G2 can help you. And or it is possible. Just know it's possible. It's underutilized. I think that the HubSpot has so many templated, already created reports that it feels easier to go in and just grab them and then compute from that what you need. But custom reporting options are insane. And again, I am stealing this from you because you are.
I'm so glad you're bringing this up. And I want to have another, Brent, take note. I want an episode on this because I think that this is important. I think that people, I do think the custom reporting is underutilized. And I also think dashboards are underutilized. I think having dashboards for different topics is huge. And I would love to talk about that forever and ever.
Content consumption dashboard.
Dashboard.
Custom reports talking about how your content from each repurposed category is performing.
Look at that. A repurposed dashboard. You can see.
There it is.
You can tag it as repurposed and you could.
We truly.
Track it. Yeah. I mean, it's true. You could. And I think that that is, I think that's a great feature topic.
Again, though, we should really talk about, I mean, HubSpot features that are underutilized could totally be its own.
Oh, great. 100%.
But I think those are two good answers for this. Okay. Excellent. I loved it. This has been so much fun. We talk all the time about all of our thoughts, ideas, and how we're implementing them at Lead G2. So it was fun to do it on a recording, and I hope it helps all the listeners.
I agree. I hope so too. You know, reach out to us, listen wherever you listen to your podcasts. We're going to be putting out lots of different episodes. If you like this, come back. And yeah, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the B2B Sales and Marketing Hotline.
Don't forget to follow us wherever you listen to podcasts so that you never miss an episode. And if you've got a question for us, head to the show notes and let us know what's on your mind.
And visit our website, leadg2.com, where you can find even more helpful B2B sales and marketing resources.